The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments. And I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. And so thankful for that.
I have the Steelers losing 16-13. Do you agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. I want Aaron Rodgers to be the Steelers quarterback next year, regardless of what happens in tonight's game. I want your thoughts on that, too, at 412-928-9370. And we've, over the course of last week, talked a bunch about Aaron Rodgers and what he's been able to accomplish in the postseason. He had played, prior to the start of this weekend, as many games in the playoffs as all of the AFC quarterbacks combined. We have not spent a ton of time talking about C.J. Stroud in the postseason. C.J. Stroud's postseason numbers are good. Quarterback rating of 100.5. 4 touchdowns and a pick in 4 games. But home and road is the difference. At home against Cleveland in his first playoff game, 16 out of 21. 3 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 157.2. Just a smidge off from being perfect. But then they went on the road the next game and they got thumped by 24 points. He had a quarterback rating of 72.2. Last year, at home against the Chargers, he was 22 out of 33, a touchdown and a pick, a so-so game, sacked 3 times, but then they went on the road, he was sacked 8 times, and in each of his last 2 playoff games, he has fumbled the football. So, on the whole, the number's pretty good, but the home and road splits are fairly stark, and I think the Steelers clearly have the quarterback advantage in this game. The thing is, Houston does have a defense good enough to negate that. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, the defense has to come out hot with some 3 and outs. An early turnover would be nice, too. Yeah, you're battling against history on that one. Like the Steelers, the biggest reason why they've lost these playoff games is because of their bad starts. They've trailed by at least 21 points in all those games. That's remarkable. No team had ever even done that in 4 consecutive playoff games. Steelers have done it in 6, so they have to flip that script. No doubt about it. Texter, I think we limped into the playoffs. I don't think we're one of the best 7 teams in the AFC. I believe that a lot of people are optimistic. I'm not. I think the Steelers lose 24-13 is what they write. I don't think the Steelers limped in at all. They won 4 of their last 5 games. They won a winner-go-home game against Baltimore. They're probably 5-0 down the stretch if they've got DK Metcalf. I think the defense has played better these last 5 weeks than it has the rest of the season. I know they had given up some big plays against Baltimore, but this Houston offense ain't as good as Baltimore's. No, I think the Steelers are going to lose, but I don't think they've limped into the playoffs. Last year, they limped into the playoffs. And it really doesn't matter anyway. Like, if you get in, you kind of throw it all out. Look at Chicago. Chicago limped into the playoffs. Wasn't playing good football down the stretch. Trailed by 18 points at halftime and still won the game. You want to talk about limping? They limped all the way through the first half. So I don't put much stock in any of that. Texter, if the Steelers hold the Texans to 16 points, they better win. I'd be ecstatic if they only allow 16. I think you got to hold them to lower than that because I just don't think the offense is going to go up and down the field.